All right, make sure you're in fellowship as we hear or are wrapping up chapter 24. Rebecca and Isaac see each other for the first time. The language kind of gives us indication of identification in regards to the doctrine of their souls and recognizing God, bringing them together, if you will, in regards to the marriage. The servant is explained to Isaac all that has occurred to give him the update doctrinally, spiritually, and otherwise regards to the situation, and to let Isaac know that indeed God has picked this woman out to be his right woman and he to be her right man in this respect. So point 32, where we left off to finish this up. Now some 3 years have passed since the death of Sarah, when Isaac was 40 years old, that he married Rebekah. He was 37 when his mom, Isaac was, when his mom died, and he is 40, as Genesis 25:20 tells us, when he married Rebekah. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife. So they're not Hebrew, they're Aramean. But she just became one. Or she is becoming one at this point. So 33, now the narrative that Isaac, quote, brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, or Hebrew Boha Ohel, and end quote, is both poignant and instructive. In verse 67. 34, Rebekah here becomes the new Sarah, if you will, the leading lady of the covenant. She now fills the shoes of Isaac's mother in terms of being the right opposite number of the males of the Abrahamic covenant, beginning with Abraham, passed on to Isaac. At 35, Sarah's tent obviously was kept intact with a view to making it the home of the newlyweds, recognizing in the covenant eventually Isaac would have to get married, and a tent is set up, if you will, more or less in remembrance of her in that regards. So 36, Rebekah had much doctrine and history to be informed about with respect to Abraham and Sarah as it now relates to her new life. Now how much the servant might have filled her in on the trip, who knows? But obviously, she, being phase two positive, now has some ground to catch up spiritually, doctrinally. What you're marrying into is not some just physical family lineage, blue blood type of deal. This is spiritual. This is how God is determined to bring about the Savior of this world, is through our very line. We are a new race of people in this respect, etc., etc. All that is associated with the Abrahamic covenant and the doctrine, obviously, in that respect. So, obviously, God knew her volition was conducive to being positive phase two, and removed her from a situation that would have hamstrung her otherwise, if left in that condition, and put her where she needed to be with the right people, her right husband, so that she can now advance herself in regards to the plan of God and fulfill her phase two course in that respect. So 37, now even though the marriage was arranged, it didn't stop Isaac from falling in love with Rebekah. Our term, Hebrew term, ahav, looks at love as it might be between husband and wife. And this goes to point out that when it's your right soulmate and things are based on doctrine, it's the right spiritual connection in that respect. Love is essentially becomes automatic. It will occur. The emotional aspect of the relationship as man and woman in that regards. So that comes about, appreciation, infatuation, and embracing of things, truly appreciating it in that regard, comes about through one's understanding of doctrine and being adjusted to God's plan for their life. See? That's where you find maximum love in this respect. So 38, it would obviously include both divine and phileo, as you will, affectionate love. 38, that love is a natural result of finding his right soulmate in accordance with God's will. Jesus Christ is the author of all this. 39, the final comment informs us that Isaac was very close to his mom and still after some 3 years mourned her loss. 40, she had a very special place in his heart, as a positive mother might in this regard. But that loss was softened by the presence of this God-sent woman into his life to bring about comfort, etc., for us to move on in regards to our lives. God is more than willing and able to bring these things about. All right? That completes that chapter. We're going to look at a couple doctrines here.